You did it in your butt way before you lost your virginity.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. His dick was small, so I guess like it just went there and I didn't realize.
Yeah. It was
Yeah.
just easier.
It was easier at the time when I think about it. Yeah. No lube or anything, just.
No way.
Your wardrobe screams fatherless.
Do you have more trust
Honestly,
in that top
this is
Zyvon
kind of
people?
disgusting. How was your relationship with your father? Just saying, why
did
is the
you
love?
Get the attention you wanted?
You need Jesus. That's offensive.
Welcome back to That's Offensive. It's Daddy Deals in the building. We got Bambi co-hosting.
Hello, how's it going?
And we got Violet Myers here with us. Hi. And then we have Grace showing up, but something about LA traffic. No one's ever on time anymore.
No.
At any point.
You have to add like 10 to 20 minutes
I
to the
really,
original
I had like
call
an
time.
hour to 2 hours. Like, it's not going to do me good if I just add 10. Like, I'm perpetually late all the time.
Really?
Anyway, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, I like leave my house 10 minutes before, like, it'll say that I'm going to be early
Oh,
on
yeah?
Waze, and then I'll still be on time, like, right on
Oh,
time.
wow. That's good.
But that's like, that's what I've been trying because I just was like, I hate being late to things.
So, you have to be early.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, let's go over some of the offensive questions of the week.
Oh,
I already know Bambi's answer for this.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What if I've shifted from the last time I've been on here?
So you've had chlamydia now?
No.
All right.
I have not had chlamydia. I'm still uncool, so.
How many times have you had chlamydia, girlfriend?
Only once.
Only one. Girl, same.
Yeah, and that wasn't my fault.
What? Whose fault was it?
This guy I was sleeping with at the time.
Oh, was it like your boyfriend or something or like?
Like a sneaky link.
A sneaky link?
Yeah.
And he gave it to you?
Yeah.
And were you shooting porn at the time or no?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, so you got tested pretty soon then?
I actually, yeah, the next day I got tested and then I tested positive.
Did you have to call anyone to be like, hey, we just work together?
You know what? Luckily, I wasn't really shooting like that.
Oh, yeah.
So no, but the other two people I fucked, yeah. Because I was like sleeping with three people at the same time. So I was like, yeah, sorry guys, go get tested.
Yeah. Did they come back positive? I blamed the wrong guy before. So.
You know what? No.
Ooh.
They didn't.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Were they still down to fuck?
You know what? I cut them off.
Okay. You were like, chlamydia was my wake up call.
Yeah.
Were you asymptomatic?
No. I didn't even know I had it.
So that's what, yeah.
I just because I always get tested.
Uh-huh.
So like when I got it, I was like, wow, okay.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I was like, I did not expect that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm like super asymptomatic and that's like why I haven't gotten anything, but I've actually had everything. But maybe that's my
reason. Though.
I do get tested.
You get tested a lot.
I do.
I tested to work with you.
Yeah.
You ate my pussy.
I did. It was good.
It was so good.
It was delicious, honestly.
I take like pineapple supplements because I don't like the taste of pineapple. And I swear, I'm just like, I'll lick myself up.
Huh? Is that why?
The trick.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, that's why you taste. That's why both of you taste so good.
Because so.
I've eaten both of your pussies, and it's both delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Pineapple.
So now we just have to eat each other's.
Yeah, exactly. You have to complete the cycle.
Yeah.
You know?
It's called bromelain, I think, that I take.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like my vagina health is better when I take it. I take it like
no
twice a
way.
Day.
What is it? Oh my God.
I took that to recover from my nose. I didn't realize that was helping too.
Yeah,
that makes your pussy taste good.
It makes your pussy taste better because, like, but I do miss the days. But I guess you don't have like a healthy vagina if it's like this. But my vagina used to have no taste at all when I was on birth control, like literally nothing. And I'm like, I loved that because I'm like, I would have anyone eat me out. Not that I even liked it at the time. I'm like, these frat boys, they weren't eating good pussy. But it's like now I have a taste, and it was like a big thing to overcome. Like, I actually taste like something now. Like, that's weird.
You're like, come back and like
yeah,
do the
review.
Yeah. Well, the gyno was like, it's if you don't have a taste, like your vagina health isn't healthy.
Is that right?
That's what my gyno said. Yeah. So like if you have a taste,
okay,
your vagina's healthy. Like your vagina should taste like something.
Like
good to
something
know.
Specific or just something?
Just, I mean, a lot of them taste the same. Like, I feel like when
really?
I eat pussy, I can tell whose vagina is like healthy. Like, when Sherita Ville ate my pussy, she was like, I can tell that you're healthy.
Really?
But it's like, I've also had pussies that I'm like, I don't think your diet's the best.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had that happen to me.
Maybe
I don't know if
like
it's because I'm extremely gay or if it's because like I actually like.
Well, because you and Katie both, like, y'all are big scent people, at least from what.
about, wait, what?
Or is it just, is it Katie? Well, Katie told me she likes scent. She likes when people smell a certain way.
She does.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, I don't mind. I don't care. I don't discriminate. Yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Just give me the pussy, you know?
Exactly. I'm like, I was getting so excited. I was like sad because I'm like, I got the worst fucking TMJ when I was eating you out. And I'm like, oh my God.
Really? I'm so sorry.
No. I was like, I didn't finish you off, but I'm like, my jaw was hurting because I was having those nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I clench a lot and my jaw was like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. Like, I had to take like magnesium to try to like get the soreness. Ooh. You know? Or do you not? Do you get TMJ?
No, not really.
It's really hard to like continuously suck dick or like suck pussy if you got that going on.
Maybe I've gotten that for like bigger dicks, like really wide ones. But for the
have you fucked red?
Yeah, like 3 times.
In the vag or in the asshole?
Vag. I haven't done asshole yet.
Oh wait, you haven't done asshole on camera.
I have. Yeah, oh, wait, I have done anal. Yeah.
Oh, just
but
not
with
him.
Not with him.
Okay.
I need to be a little bit more open. You know, for that, I'm not ready for that.
I found it very interesting. I'm like totally skipping around on this, but whatever. You did it in your butt way before you lost your virginity.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, without realizing because...
You're not losing your virginity.
No, but also like, I don't know. His dick was small, so I guess like it just went there and I didn't realize.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was just easier.
It was easier at the time when I think about it, yeah. Uh-huh. No lube or anything, just...
No way.
No, straight just in. Spit.
Just spit in mm-hmm. your butt. Oh my God, wait.
But his dick was tiny though.
So you did you realize so it was count? In your butt?
Yeah, I did realize.
You did.
I felt it go in.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize like that. I don't know, because it wasn't really that big. Did
yeah.
It felt like a finger.
Okay. Yeah, oh my God.
That's why I'm like, does it really count?
But here's the thing, like a lot of guys are like insecure about like having smaller dicks, and what I've learned, not for myself, my own experience, because I still haven't had dick in 2 years, but small dicks feel great in the ass is what I've
yeah,
been
they
told
do. Mm-hmm.
A lot. So I'm like, don't be insecure. Just use your resources where they count.
Guys who have small dicks eat really good pussy, though.
Yeah,
that
that's,
too.
That's also
yeah, they do.
What I found.
Yeah.
I'm celibate for men, though, so I don't engage with them. But
yeah,
in a past life,
I really thought like, oh, I'd always like miss dick if I were to date a girl, and then Bambi ate me out, and I'm like, actually,
can't speak for everyone, but can speak for me.
I'm like, I literally like that was like for sure one of my top 5 sexual experiences.
Wow.
I came so fucking quickly. I was like, what's a dick? Like, who needs them?
She's questioning.
It's like with guys, men would know how to suck a dick versus a girl knows how to eat a pussy.
I've asked that though. I've asked.
Do you think men know how to suck dick?
No, because
but they know what they like,
they
so
do
they
know
could
what they
instruct
like.
A man to do it. I mean, I learned how to suck dick from a guy. So
really,
oh, really, okay yeah. What tips did he give you?
He was telling me about the hand movements to use both my hands,
oh my
and
God.
He was telling me to like use my tongue to, because he was telling me how to please
like,
him.
Around. Yeah,
yeah. But he was like the first guy, because I would suck dick with no hands. And he was mm-hmm. like, no, you need to use your hands. So then like, that's how I feel like that's how I became really good at it mm-hmm. from him.
God. Was he bi? Like
no. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But he is in the industry.
He's okay.
Like,
oh, okay.
He is, yeah.
Okay.
He taught me.
My one friend was saying, he was like, because he's also in the industry and he's like gay for pay, but like, but he was also like, women suck a lot better dick than men do because men do it like kind of rough and women have like a feminine, like it's just a little more sensual, but maybe that's just like his type. But he's like, a lot of the men just kind of like, they're really aggressive with it. Like,
wow.
But I mean, if he's a little gay for pay, so maybe that has a factor in it too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I've never been gay for pay. I'm just a little gay.
Yeah. And I don't like gay for pay. Like, I'd rather not work with people who are gay for pay.
No.
Because then it's just not genuine and I feel a little bit like weird.
It also comes across on the scene. Like,
oh,
like
you can definitely
you
can tell there's no chemistry there. Like,
yeah.
I want people to see me.
So you're bye-bye. Yeah.
I like to say pansexual because I am attracted to anybody. Like,
okay.
I've been attracted to trans people.
Yeah.
I'm also, I don't see like gender.
Okay.
But I do find I'm attracted to anybody basically.
Yeah.
But I do date men.
Maybe I'm pansexual too, but I feel like bi just, I like the ring.
I mean, if you like, I mean, yeah.
I just like the word bisexual. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like people are like, oh, you're bi, that's so hot. But people are like, oh, you're pan. Do you like pans?
Like, yeah. I guess some people don't understand those sexualities. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want me to? I can for the right price.
I'll stick a fucking pan in my pussy.
You bet. Sit on anything.
Okay. So this is a question because you have a BBL, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you feel like you get a lot of fart requests because of the BBL or poop requests? Ooh. Or like, because I get a lot of those, but maybe it's just because of how openly I talk about my poop.
Mm. You know what? I used to get a lot of requests, but I think I just choose to ignore those people. So I do get a lot, but I choose not to.
Okay.
I can't forcibly make my like self fart. Or
no. It's so hard to catch it on camera.
And then I go to the restroom regularly, but I mean, like, when I'm in the moment, I like to be on my phone. I don't want to be like, oh, let me set up the tripod or not. Heck no.
This is valuable money. Like.
Yeah. For some, yeah. But, you know, yeah, I do get those requests.
Yeah. I'm like, I think girls with bigger butts, like, I've had people be like, make your asshole wink for me. And I'm like over here, like, trying to figure out, like.
I know how to do that.
It took some practice.
Okay.
But I'm like. Because you kind of just like.
It's a muscle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like queefing, like, or not queefing, mm-hmm. Kegels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just had to like figure out, okay, so this is how you flex that muscle.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
And then.
Exactly. Well, it's like a mind to muscle memory. Uh-huh. Really.
So did you get like other requests after your BBL that you didn't get beforehand? Like, did you notice a difference?
Just like twerking, a lot of twerking compilations. For they want me to do that, like face sitting.
Oh, okay.
I feel like now that my ass is bigger, like they want me to face it, and I'm not doing that because I mean I will do it, but I'm just really scared to do it because I'm scared someone's gonna suffocate. Pass out. Yeah, or suffocate.
But some guys are kind of into that. Like they'd be like, if I suffocate eating pussy, I mean, but you know, you'd have to get off once he passes out.
Mm-hmm.
But like. You have to consent to that first.
Yeah, for sure.
He's just going diving in that little pool.
That's why whenever I do it in my personal life, I just like, after I will count in my head and then be like, I need to get off now.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear anything. I'm like, I need to get off.
Really? Do you have like a time limit? Like what's your like utmost limit?
Like a minute.
A minute?
Yeah, and then I'll get up and like jiggle my ass and then go back to it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because are you doing it for like scenes with like
both?
Okay.
Scenes and personal life.
And
I feel like I like snorkeling and also like free diving, right?
Yeah.
And to train myself to hold my breath for a minute, I had to work on that. Like, I'm wondering, is a minute too much? Like, do you think you would knock some of these people out?
I mean, I feel like a minute, I'm like. Like, I do my breath.
It goes by really fast.
A minute is, like, pretty easy.
A minute's easy? Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me.
But you also have to be in a very calm state of mind for, like, the minute to, like... But if a guy's, like...
I'm, like, really excited having sex, though. Like, I think I would not be able to, like, keep my cool.
If you're excited, your breath is, like, shorter. Mm-hmm. So
exactly. Oh, my God.
So your tits are natural, right?
Yeah, my boobs are.
Natties? Mm-hmm. Can I see a picture?
Of my boobs?
Yeah. Yes. I just feel like I want to give like a live reaction because I feel like real boobs in the industry can't relate. They're very rare. I'm like.
I still like I can can't relate. Believe that.
But I can't.
You can't?
But your boobs are fake?
Yeah,
or?
My boobs are fake.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
I did not.
A lot of people don't guess but like, no, they're fake as fuck.
They look so good. That's why.
I do got a real butt though. And that's like,
you
do. Like that's rare.
You do have a dump truck.
Yeah, it is rare. I'd rather take like a fake ass though than fake tits because I already have back issues. So.
Oh.
As someone who has natural tits, you would think I would have a lot, but yeah. I don't.
Hello.
Hi.
You're sitting over there. Grace is coming in.
I'm actually.
Look at how cute you look. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here. Here's like. Okay. Oops.
Oh my God. Wait. Oh my God. I need to like.
I need to turn away because I feel like the reflection on my glasses.
Oh, yeah,
is gonna,
for
like,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be.
I don't have a privacy screen.
Dude, okay, I'm into girls with hair nowadays. I'm like, kind of, I'm into that, even though I don't have any.
You're into
welcome.
Girls with no hair?
I feel like.
Are
just
you talking about like.
Bush.
Yeah.
I was like, you like bald cheeks.
Yeah, I like the natty tits. I also like fake tits. I like all tits. But.
I love all tits, but I'm a sucker for huge fake tits.
Me too. Yeah. That's so funny you say
like
that.
How
me
huge?
Too.
Like,
Okay, not like balloons.
Yeah, but I like big fit tits.
Yeah, yeah, like the ones that fit the body.
Yeah, if they fit the body. Yeah. If they don't fit the body, I'm like, oh, you know, I could laugh at like honking. I don't know. It could be like a little
balloon. If they're really bad.
Yeah, if they're really bad.
And they're spaced.
Yeah, and then you can see the like...
the implant.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
But I do find it interesting, like people who like do... they like constantly are growing their implants. They like fill them up themselves and stuff.
Oh, that, but that's why you see saline, not silicone.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
It's like a...
okay.
Fetish.
I was going to say a porn star that I love her like fake tits.
Oof, you can.
Ava Adams.
Okay. I'm going to look her up. Ava Adams.
She has amazing fake titties.
Yeah.
Really? Do they feel real? Like, what do you like about
them? Well, I
haven't
worked with her or anything, but if I had to get fake boobs, I would want to get mine to look like hers.
No, when I see a really nice
that'd be crazy.
Pair of fake tits, I'm like, that's it. I want to get
implants. You? Like, y'all have some of the nicest.
Yeah, wait, I thought you did have them. That's how nice your titties are.
I thought hers were fake, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, but hers
are
real.
It's a common misconception.
So nice.
Do people ever still think that you like have implants? Because people think my boobs are fake.
All
I'm like, bro,
all the
come
time.
On.
Has anyone ever argued with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
I'm like, how are you going to tell me my boobs are fake?
My whole life, people have done that. Like, told me I have implants. And they like won't believe me either. I'm like, I think you just want to like.
Feel them?
Yeah.
That's some shit I would do.
That could be true.
Well, I mean, actually, I would just ask to feel them because I
feel
like...
sometimes it ends up being like that. I'm like, we'll just feel it so we can end this.
But I felt some fake tits, though, that feel really real.
Mine do.
I have too.
How big
yeah,
are
yours?
Yeah,
yours feel real.
Mine are like...
they gotta be like E's, right?
They're like G's.
G's?
They're G's. I'm like, I'm doing a bunch of cardio hoping. I mean, I don't want to lose my tits, but I mean, it would be like, I wouldn't care.
You're like my back issues.
They're getting
issues.
Bigger. I'm like,
mine
how
are
my
getting
boobs getting bigger?
Too.
How is that happening?
When did yours pop up?
When I was like in fifth grade.
Oh my God.
Wow. I was like 9 or 10. Like,
were you popular?
No, oh. I was bullied a lot.
I would try and hide them. Like, I would try and like wear a lot of hoodies and stuff. Because people have been, people, I feel like, would bully you for it, kind of.
Or just
point it out, and, like, that's, like, not attention that I felt like you could handle at that age.
No. Yeah. I was over here in sixth grade. I bought all the Bombshell bras. I'd start stealing them.
I'm like wearing one right now. This is, like, the Adds Two Cups one, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
I can add two cups. Because I have a flat chest.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted that attention because I'm like, why does everyone think I'm ugly?
Yeah, right? And I always looked at the girls with big titties and I was like, I love you, you're hot.
Yeah, I was like, y'all are the popular girls. But little did I know, I was actually just bi and wanted
to
see their tits.
Very gay.
I talked about this on just like my last podcast I just did, but I'm like, there's a trend on TikTok that's like, we're bisexuals. And I'm like, we're bisexuals. Like, my first kiss was a girl, but I thought I was straight up until I had like a girl rub my clit. And I'm like, oh no, yeah, that I'm bi.
You know,
that,
I didn't.
Is that a common thing for bi people?
I think it was.
Was
a girl too.
But
was your first kiss a girl?
No, it was a guy.
What about yours?
My first kiss was a guy.
Oh, just kidding.
But there was like a period of time, like, before I, like, kissed a boy or a girl where I, like, definitely thought I was a lesbian.
Me too.
My mom, like, saw me watching, like an LGBT channel or something because I was watching Drag Race. Uh-huh. And she, like, stopped me and she's like, Grace, I've seen that you've been watching the LGBT channel and we just want you to know, like, if you're a lesbian, everybody thinks it's okay.
Oh,
and I was like,
cute.
Oh, my God. What if I am a lesbian? Everyone thinks I am. Like, and yeah. I was like, for sure, thought I was a lesbian for like maybe a summer.
Yeah.
And then turns out like I'm just half of one.
Yeah. Imagine like being in porn and being like straight. I'm like,
can you?
Who's
like fully in porn that's like, I'm 100% straight?
There's probably.
I met. Okay. She's like.
There's girls that don't
wait,
work
what about
with girls.
Male performers?
I know,
really?
I know a few. Okay. I know a few.
Yeah, like my friend Nicole, she was on my podcast and she was like, I would say I'm a little bi, but like I prefer dicks a lot. So it's like if I have a choice to work between a man and a woman, I'm going to choose the man.
Is there a lot of performers that only work with women?
me. Yeah, there's like yeah. all there's like female performers. Like what are they called? Girl performers. Yeah, yeah.
You into mm-hmm. that? I feel like if I was gonna like go into the industry, that's probably what I'd do.
Yeah, I'm like these are the people who actually know how to eat pussy. Actually, I mean Johnny Sins though. Have you fucked him?
Yeah, once.
Is he? I think he. I've heard he's good.
I've heard that was too. A while ago. That was a while ago, but I will say he's very romantic. Aww, like he loves to like basically like missionary hug and
okay.
It's very passionate, like a lot of kissing.
Okay,
that's how I like to be fucked. I would like that.
I don't know if I would like
I, you want to be
I like
I couldn't come with her until she started calling me like a dirty slut and I'm like that's what got me off.
She's like I need dirty honestly, talk. I'm like how dirty
either or like I'm good with either or.
So like you can come if you're being called a good girl or a slut.
Yeah, like I enjoy both of those things. Like I like a slow romantic passionate mm-hmm. vibe or like
really rough.
Like yeah, really really rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, like different days of the week.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So you kind of like, you lost your anal virginity pretty young before you ever were in the industry.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any accidents? Because like you didn't know how to clean out back then, right?
Actually, no. Mm-mm.
Do you have like a clean little butthole? That's so funny.
Actually, I do. I do because one time I didn't really prep.
Yeah.
But I was like practicing to do an anal scene and, like the guy I was practicing with, he just put it in my butt because he didn't want me to clean anyways.
Oh,
and then
he likes the shit scent or what?
Yeah, and you know what? When he took it out, there was nothing. Wow. But I guess I'm really clean.
Some people are just lucky.
I do go to the restroom a lot, so maybe that's what it
is. I don't know if I'm clean or not, and I'm not going to chance that.
Have you ever sucked things up your butt?
You know, yeah. I've done anal. Okay. But I'm like, I'm not going to see what it's like if I don't clean out. I just want to clean out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I haven't waited.
Yeah, my butt just, I don't think it likes things up. It's just, it hasn't been a thing for me so far. Even, like, the butt plugs, they don't really work out. Do you think your career has ruined any of your relationships? Like, has it negatively impacted? Oh my God, I can't talk. Has it negatively impacted any of them?
In the beginning, I did like really caught. I caught feelings for this guy, and then he was like really insecure because he had a micro penis.
Oh.
Yeah, and I honestly didn't care. Like, yeah. I was like,
but it's good for the butt, still, right?
Or we were doing anal. That's how we had sex. And then like he's just like, I really like you, but it bothers me that you do porn. And then I was like, I understand. Like, I'm not gonna argue with you. Like,
yeah, because you can't really change someone's mind.
I was hurt, but also like I knew what I signed up for.
Yeah,
but I just have the mindset is like there's someone for everyone. Mm-hmm. So like I'm not gonna just give up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've had people, like, be really discouraged. But I think the further out I got, like, now, I don't really have an issue. I think people, like, are okay with it.
Yeah.
But, like, the guys that I go for are usually okay with it.
Okay. You've said before that you think your personal sex life is better than, like, your OnlyFans or porn sex life. So, like, what is it that you do in your personal one that's, like, better?
I feel like because there's no camera, I don't have to worry about these weird angles I'm in. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
And I feel like in my personal life, I feel like I have to actually impress the person to stay.
That's how I feel like on set. I'm like, shit.
Oh, on set, it's like I'm doing shit that I would normally not do in my personal life because I feel like I really need to give the audience like the fantasy.
Yeah.
But in person, I have to give them like another side of Violet that they don't see on camera.
I feel like in my collabs, I'm like, gotta impress them. Right, in my solos, like,
just
I'm like,
for
whatever.
You too, so it's like you're special.
I love doing the starfish when I'm fucking.
What's a starfish?
Like when you like wrap your legs around them while doing missionary.
Oh, starfish is.
I can't
just
do that on camera. You know, I've done it on camera a few times, but like, I have to like be like, okay, no.
Yeah.
Because
they need
angle.
To see the angle. Yeah. They need to see the dick.
Because
inside.
Like, I feel like sometimes like true intimacy like isn't like transfer on camera to like what people want to see. You know, so it's like. A performance.
That makes sense. When, like, we were, like, doing our collab, it's, like, there was, like, part of it where we were, like, actually hooking up, but there was part of it where it's, like, we had to like have our head a certain. It was like my tongue was like barely even touching her. I was really trying, but it's like, but it was the angle that like they would be into.
We like had sex, then we went back and like recreated. Like, yeah, it was to look
have
good.
You seen how Zach and Mary make a porno?
Mm-hmm.
I love
you know when they start like actually like fucking and they're like all falling in love on the porn set and like it zooms out and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's like a definitely a real set sometimes.
Like people fall in love.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, though.
I believe that.
Really?
I feel like sometimes it can, like, come across really good on camera, and then sometimes it's probably, like.
Yeah. I've never heard. Wait, okay, so people fall in love. Because, like, I feel like most people that I've interviewed are, like, that I'm just so good at separating, like, sex from any kind of emotions that, like.
I am good now, but, like, run it back a couple years, like, I would definitely just, like, catch the feels all around. Yeah.
Like, actually, like, oh, let's take a, go on a date. After the scene?
Oh, I have heard about. I've heard some people do that.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't done that, but I have fallen in love in like the set where it's like it's so good that sometimes we'll like when the camera's off, we'll still be fucking.
Mm. Yeah.
But then it'll be like, okay, action, cuz obviously something's wrong with the camera and then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like dick drunk almost. But
yeah.
I don't think I've ever like actually
I call it digmatized.
Digmatized, mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Digmatized and clitmatized. I feel like you got me clitmatized. Some of these men out here would get me digmatized because I'm like, I can't even fuck men because they'll be like, oh, I'm going to be obsessed with you forever. Let's not do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fair. They should probably avoid me.
There's chemicals in your body. You can't help it.
But like with women, because like here's the, but I mean, I think like I look at fucking women different than I do fucking men. It's like me and Bambi can fuck. I can like still be like her best friend and we can like flirt and it's like, but also like I don't feel like super attached to her.
Wow.
Would you seriously like, do you like date girls seriously too as like relationship?
I went on a date or with a girl. It didn't go very well.
Oh. Okay.
But, like, I had a crush on her for a while.
Not me getting all excited. Like,
I already told you this.
Oh, wait. Is it who I'm thinking of? Okay, yeah. I do know this
I did.
Story.
I went on. No, because
I thought you meant, like, recently. Like,
oh, no. Not a more recent one. No, but it's, like, I can see myself dating women, but I also am, like, with men, I'd be, like, a little more, maybe not controlling, but it's, like, I'd get jealous a little bit more. With women, I'm, like, yeah, you go fuck that guy.
Yeah. Tell
it's
me
just,
about
like, you
it.
Don't feel
yeah.
the same possessiveness.
Is it because they have a penis?
I have no clue why. I think it's because, like, I think men look at sex differently than women do. And I think, like, women still, like, they're still very respectful of you for the most part.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know, men are pigs. So, like, I would have different boundaries for men than I would with women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, double standards.
Maybe a little. Because I saw a video where this lesbian couple, I'm on, like, I guess I'm on, like, lesbian TikTok a little bit. I don't know how, but I caught
that.
I saw that this lesbian couple, this girlfriend caught her girlfriend at a bar with another girl. And she's like, that's my girlfriend. She's like, yeah, I'm fucking her aunt. And she like the girlfriend that got caught, she was like smiling and stayed there. And then the girlfriend's like, fuck you. And then just walked away.
Well, okay.
So lesbians are a little bit notorious for some crazy drama.
Yeah. I don't think I could be into that.
What, as opposed to like straight couples?
Yeah, or just like the regular gay.
Oh, on TikTok.
No, just like I just feel like all like the lesbians that I know and like my like encounters with the community, like they're just known to move really fast, like have like turmoil in the race, just like a lot of ups and downs.
Okay,
you've heard that too, right? I thought that was like a common thing. Like
I know about it because of TikTok.
Lesbians just get crazy with each other, like two women. That makes sense. Not all lesbians, of course, but
no, there's like chill ones too. But most, I hear some crazy stories.
Yeah, that's fucking wild. Okay, so you do a fuck a fan contest. How often? When was the last time you've done that?
Ooh, I feel like this was like a while ago.
Okay.
Because now I just go do dates with them.
Oh, I wish you were doing that.
I'd rather do the dates.
Do you have security with you?
Always, yeah.
Okay, I'm like,
and I have like the filmer with me, and
it's like a public place.
It's a public place, and most of these fans I end up choosing anyways are like fans that I have met already and built a connection with. So it's just like hanging out with my friends. But I'd rather do that just because the fuck a fans, like, they can't stay hard or they can't come. So like I've wasted so many scenes that it's not even worth it. They just
because they get nervous, right?
They get really nervous, but they just are so cocky. that they're like, I can fuck you better. And then I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then let's do the fuck a fan. Like, we're going to record and everything. Yeah. And they just think it's going to be personal sex. I'm like, no, babe, it's a business.
Yeah, like, oh.
We have to record it. They, you know, they we were selling it. A fantasy.
So they won't do it when you say, okay, yeah.
They flake or they can't come or stay hard. So that's why I think the dates are a little bit better because they're like, we're on YouTube, we're filming, but it's really like there's no camera. Yeah. Really. We're just hanging out and there's a camera there.
Uh-huh.
And then they can like maintain their like fantasy with you, you know, like if they they win the contest and then they can't even get hard, like damn.
Yeah, I'd rather hang out with them because it's like, hi, let's fuck. You know, it's like a real set versus like with this, I get to hang out with them and get more personal and they can see like a different side of me that they I do have two sides of me, like on YouTube and OnlyFans.
But, yeah.
They could see like the YouTube version. They like just hanging out and they're like, oh, I actually end up liking her more. And stuff.
And then they spend more money on you, right?
Yeah. But like, I don't really pay attention to that part only because like, I don't want it to be where it's like, it's all about money. Cause I genuinely, like, I feel like I'd rather have more fans and diehard people. Cause at the end of the day, these are the people that support me.
Yeah.
You know,
that makes sense.
So how do you win the contest?
Yeah.
Well, I do conventions. So like I hang out with them there and I see what the vibe is because I've done the online stuff and
or it's like a raffle ticket or something.
Yeah, kind of. But like, I'll just follow them. Like, I follow more fans than I do like people in the industry because I have. Well, I don't really know that. It's a small industry too. Uh-huh. But there's more fans, so like I follow them. I talk to them, not every day, but here and there, and then we just create a connection already. And then that's how I'm like, hey, do you want to do a YouTube video? Or I'll like tweet, hey, who wants to be in a YouTube video? Go through the comments, see like I can kind of read the person to see if they're a weirdo or not.
Yeah,
and that's how I choose.
What are your, like, indicators on the weirdo?
Ooh, I know people are going to want to know this. If they talk shit to a bunch of women, I look at their replies. Yeah. I look to see if there's any pictures of themselves. Not saying you're a weirdo if you don't have any pictures, but it's a little bit sus, you know? Why are you hiding yourself, you know?
Oh, like, if they don't have any pictures?
Yeah.
Like, if they don't, like, the message you get from, like, a no-follower account, no pictures, that is, like, private, and it's like, hey, I want to get to know you. Like, who are you?
Exactly.
Like,
audacity.
Versus people who have pictures. They're not afraid. If you're not afraid to show yourself on the internet, that's already like a plus, you know?
Because if they're afraid to show themselves, it's either because they're a troll, they might be married and want to be doing stuff behind like their back or like have a girlfriend or like whatever, or like they have a job where they're not supposed to be doing stuff like that. Like, I feel like I've had so many like, maybe not so many, but I've definitely had like a few like Christian like priests in my DMs before, and I'm like,
how do you know me,
pastor, priest, huh?
I'm like, how do you know me?
like,
from their official account.
Well, like on OnlyFans, they're like, oh, this is like what I do for work, but like obviously, like no one can know about this, and I'm like, well, yeah, you are a hypocrite, but like, let's keep chatting.
I always like ask my fans for pictures. Because I like remember people better if I can see their face. So I like ask them to send me photos of themselves so I can like actually see who they are.
I remember their dick pics.
Yeah, you remember their dick pics? I do too sometimes, actually. If it's a really good one.
I do love my dick pics. Do you like dick pics?
Not as much as I used to now. I rather have pussy pics now.
Ooh.
Have you been sent a pussy pic?
Yeah, I've been sent a few now.
That's fucking hot.
That's how I know I made it. Yeah. When I get pussy pics, right?
Is your pussy an innie or an outie? Like, do you got the little, like, roast beef coming out? Or do you got the innie. Little, even any?
Yeah.
I've literally eaten.
Why'd you
it.
Look at me like that?
Yeah, I was like,
you know what my pussy
you gotta
looks like.
It, yeah.
I'm an innie as well.
Oh my, I'm the only outie. Well, I'm a little flustered now.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't really know that was a thing. Yeah. I thought it was just like,
I call it innie.
No, they're all unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call them like innies or outies because I'm like, but like growing up, I feel like a lot of people used to say like, you have a weird fucking vagina.
Really?
Well,
they see my vagina.
My friend's mom was like, "You should get that cut." I was like, "I was in eighth grade."
Wait,
by the way.
What? The
oh my god! Yeah, that's so rude.
Eighth grade. So then I was like,
"She doing?"
I remember when like because of that comment, before guys would come over, I'd like fold the skin.
Oh my god!
I actually do know a girl who got surgery because people bullied her. About that.
Really?
But also, I feel like it was like. I was like self-conscious about how my vagina looked just in general because people would say stuff, you know, like when I was like younger, you know what I mean? Wow. I feel like people were like always like commenting on like what it should look like when, like, before I even, like, knew that was a concept. So, like, yeah, I would be, like, always, like, worried that it, like, wasn't going to be right or that was going to, like, happen to me.
Yeah. I'm happy now that my, I'm, like, I'm fine with it now. I'm just, like, growing up. Because, like, now it's easy to, like, do camel toe content that you can get away with on TikTok. You could, I don't know. I don't know if you can do that if, like, you have, like, a smaller vagina. But, like, I just, it's not that hard to rake something up there and make a camel.
That makes sense.
Make a little hump.
I used to be insecure about having hair down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yours is still, like, like you got the bush right here, but then you got
clean lips. But just growing up, I feel like, because I got puberty early.
Dude, did you have, I had pubes in, like, fifth grade.
Well, sixth grade, I started getting hair. And I remember going to the restroom. I'll never forget this. They were like, oh, girls who have pubes down there are old and ugly. And I was like, Mom, I need to shave. No. So I've been shaving there since like sixth grade to like college.
And I would try and shave like so good too when I was like younger. Razor so there bumps. Was like no hair. And like I would like give myself razor bumps.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like, yeah, like when you're younger, like you're just self-conscious about it because so many people are making like a comment about every little thing and you're like psyching yourself out and like not like knowing like what's right or not when literally it's like everything is
People say
I used to shave my bush like seriously up until like the first year of college when like I was having sex with this guy and he's like, I really like it when you shave. And then we broke up. And then I was like, fuck you. I'm growing out my bush now. Like, I'm doing whatever I want. And it's been like that ever since. So like for years, I've literally had a full bush.
I lasered my whole, all of mine away at one point.
Really?
But then it kind of grew a bit.
Really?
I heard it doesn't grow as much after laser, right?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't grow as much, but it's been like 4 or 5 years, so it kind of like it grows back enough now that like I can do like a little design if I want.
Oh, cute. I feel like mine, it'll grow back in like little patches because I used to get laser and I'm still kind of getting laser. I'm just like, I'm not consistent, so it's like some will grow back and like some won't, but it's also like it's a lot of it's blonde and I'm like, I just don't care to shave this.
Wait, you have a blonde bush. I would keep it.
The parts that grow back.
Cute. It looks so cute.
Yeah.
I would dye the laser, like, you have to be careful of the sun. Like, I tried to get laser, and then, like, I feel like the laser gave me, like, a little bit, like, it kind of looks like a birthmark from the sun and the laser.
Interesting.
So now I'm, like, worried about something else from trying to, like, perfect my shit.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, trying to, like,
Damn. See, I use tanning beds and I still get laser and I've always been fine, but like
I'm afraid of tanning.
Use tanning beds?
Yeah. I will not be pale and
do a spray tan.
Yeah, I
do
did.
Spray tan. Tanning beds are like so bad
at least
for
cover
you.
Your face when you do a
tan.
All of my clothes are fucked from the cuz I got spray tans for like 4 years instead of the tanning beds. Every single bed sheet I had, every single white clothing I had.
What brand?
You got to do the Rapid one.
I did. No, but I'm a sweaty girl. I'm a sweaty girl. So once you sweat,
spray
it gets...
Spray tan is
they're messy.
Crazy on its own, too.
They're messy. I would get... I tried...
I gotta put you onto the brand that I use.
I tried Airbrush. I tried the Jergens. Like, I tried the self-tan. I tried everything. And I'm like, you know
it
what?
It makes you, like, kind of smell funny, too. I don't like that. Spray tan. It, like, throws off your, like, endocrine system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got big because you're a Mia... Like, people were always compared you to Mia Khalifa.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But you're Latina, correct? Not...
I'm half Mexican and half Turkish Salvadorian. But it's, like, I don't really say the Salvadorian part because it's, like... It's, like, I have to say all of that. I just say Mexican Turkish.
Okay. But, I don't even know where Salvador is.
It's a Central America country.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't know too much either.
And then Turkey's obviously...
Which is bad, but yeah.
No, not Europe. Or is it Europe? Is Turkey Europe?
Turkey, I think it's like in the Middle East,
right?
I don't even know.
I think Turkey is like Europe, but it borders on the Middle East.
Okay.
And
is the Middle East its
own like
country?
Borders on like the Middle East and like the Russian area too. Okay. So like I've actually been there. Didn't stay for long. I don't know very much about it, but yeah. So Turkey's cool. It's got like all those different.
They have really good
flavors.
Food though. I've seen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back and like officially visit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Yeah.
So I know like a lot of girls in the industry, or at least like girls I've talked to, they kind of like shit on Mia Khalifa because they're like. They're just, I mean, here's the thing, because she, she
didn't
sign-
she, like, renounce the industry?
She renounced the industry. She's just, like, but, I mean, some of the stuff that she has said about the industry, I'd say some is, like, you know, we got to work hot on take.
I think maybe that it's anyone just, like, her personal experience too.
Yeah.
I think that anyone who's like been in the industry
has a right to talk about it.
Has a right exactly. to reject it, has a right to push it away or do whatever. If you've never done any form of sex work and you start commenting,
yeah.
that's when I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Like,
I
no.
can see your point of view, but I also think I know a lot of people because I used to work for the studio she okay. used to shoot with, and their story is way different than what she says.
Okay.
Yeah. Really? So I think she just, you know, she has her story, uh-huh. you know, for a reason.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's right to like go ahead and just like bash everyone in it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That.
Because not everyone, I mean, I know a lot of people that have had horrible yeah. experiences too. That's why I'm not like trying to mm-hmm. denounce that. Mm-hmm. But there's different ways to go about it.
Yeah, like
you
maybe
know?
Speak from more like a personal experience and not try and be like generalizing like the whole industry.
Yeah, or trying to shut it down
yeah.
too.
It's so, yeah.
And, but also at the same time, like still benefiting from like.
Come on, she could have changed her name.
Yeah, and she still has like a Patreon and stuff, I believe.
She has OnlyFans.
And OnlyFans, yeah.
Yeah, she's had an OnlyFans for a while, but yeah. I don't think she posts nudes on it. Like, I think she'll do tits at most, but, like, it's a lot of implied. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, adult content.
Huh? Yeah.
It's still, like, adult content.
Yeah, 1,000%. I feel like, I mean, there's so many, like, areas to improve in the porn industry, I still think. Like, I still think that some porn companies need to start doing consent videos and, like.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you know which one I'm talking about, maybe.
There are several.
I only shoot for like two companies.
Okay.
Right now. So like, I don't know which ones you're talking about.
But okay. We'll go over
there,
it after.
There's some definitely that I'm like, you're big. You should definitely do it.
Yeah. Like,
what's,
but like,
what do you
also,
mean consent video? What
it's
is
like
that?
A consent video is like filming before you shoot porn. Like, this is what I'm okay with. This is what my boundaries are. Blah, blah, blah. Getting that on camera. And then what I've been told is like you film again after, correct. And then mm-hmm. it's like, this is what I was okay with. And if something wasn't okay, like, they also record that and, yeah. like, try to smooth things over, basically.
They should do do's and don'ts, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what you do like, what you don't like, you know?
When I hooked up with Cherie, it was, like, a whole fucking list. Like, do's, don'ts, like, wow. what do you like, what do you don't like? And, like, we both wrote things down, like, signed things at the bottom. And I'm like, oh, that it, like, made that me feel so safe.
Important. Like, a survey?
I usually, yeah.
It probably leads to better too. Performance, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're, like, it's consent.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, like, sometimes people are really afraid to, like, say something that they don't like. Like, I've been in situations where, like, I don't like it, but I didn't speak up. Mm-hmm. Like, if, I didn't say anything.
If you're not given an opportunity to, like, and you just feel like, you know, things are, like, going a certain way, it's so difficult to, like, just mm-hmm. be like, wait, I don't like this. Like, if you don't feel like there's, like, yeah. a place for you to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I did want to play Are You Smarter Than a Porn Star? To, like, kind of transition. So... Okay. I think you're
I'm
the
definitely,
only...
I'm definitely I not porn stars. You're like the smartest people I know.
Yeah, I'm... Girl, honestly, these questions are pretty fucking hard. So I wouldn't know these at all.
Well, stop trying to make us look bad.
It's a fun little game. Yeah, just
kidding. All right, let's see.
But it's also like sex education. Some of
maybe
it.
Maybe it's hard for you. Maybe it might be easy
yeah.
for us.
Mm-hmm. What is the range of sperm count and ejaculation?
90,000.
It has to be a crazy number, though.
Yeah, it's got to be like so high, like 300,000.
Can it be anywhere from
like the sperm that all comes out?
Like all
tiny,
the little tiny
so
guys in there.
Yeah, all the tiny guys.
Little maybe like 10,000.
But like, okay, so would a range be like? I'm thinking like people who.
Yeah, let's just keep going up. Like I'm just gonna.
Yeah. 500,000.
100,000.
2 million.
More what? Than that?
Yeah.
No, you have to say the number now.
Okay,
what?
Now I'll just say it. So the range.
10 million.
This is average.
Average?
It's 20 to 150 million sperm count. So I'm like, how are these bitches not
no wonder
pregnant?
They're so full no. of themselves.
Literally. Yeah. But also, no wonder they get a lot of women pregnant.
Yeah.
Those little.
Dude, it's almost hookers. Like. It's almost like unbelievable if you get. That you don't get pregnant ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, almost...
Yeah,
like,
right.
I just love getting cream-pied, but I was also on birth control.
Also, too, because I get cream-pied sometimes, and I'm not on birth control,
what do you do?
You know what it is? You gotta check your cycle, but also, if the guy's a huge pothead, mm-hmm. that takes away from it.
Mountain Dew, too.
I heard if they're on steroids.
Really?
Mountain Dew. But I try and time mine, like... because I don't like to take birth control, but I also birth control not like our cream pie lover over here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I try and time it. Like, it's like 2 weeks after your period is like when it's like danger zone, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks after your period? Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like when you're like
when you're ovulating. I have an ovulation test strip. Not, I don't even have sex. Why do I even have this kind of shit? But like, just in case.
You know, I feel like I'm just very lucky.
Yeah, but then also I heard that like, yeah, I read that like, sperm can live in your vagina for like 5 days before you ovulate. So like it could still reach.
That's why you have to track it.
If it's like stays warm.
It also depends on your pH because like a sperm can live longer in your pH if it's like, I don't know, but it depends on your pH because if your pH is before you ovulate, it should kill it. But it doesn't always kill it. So it's not necessarily the sperm. It's about something to do with your vagina is what I read.
Oh,
but I'm no expert on it. I'm just Googling things for questions.
Okay. What? So if you, like, afterwards, if you, like, go pee and, like, get it out, is it make it better?
Like, I mean, I guess you could do, like, less likely. You could do the fucking Drake move and put hot sauce up your pussy.
Whoa.
Did you see that he did that?
He put it in the
condom. Yeah. Well, he put it, but killed the sperm.
What the fuck?
There's, like, spermicide and stuff. Spermicide lube, right? That in, like, health class. Yeah.
Spermicide? So,
but, yeah. Like, it seems so, like, lame though, like, hold on, let me put my spermicidal lube in. And then you have to wait, like, 15 minutes.
And then his dick goes soft, and you're like, yeah, you're like, I'm not doing this.
Well, can you do it like before you start fucking?
Yeah, that's what.
Can you do it like before fucking, so you don't have to stop?
Yeah, you can like do it, and then maybe like make out for a little while.
Interesting.
Yeah, but when you have sex, you don't prepare for stuff like that. So yeah. Like,
this one is probably going to be easy for Grace specifically. What plant does marijuana come from?
The cannabis plant. The marijuana plant?
No. This is free for all.
Oh, hemp?
Hemp. There you go. There
hemp
you go.
Lotion. Wait, why do you think I'm some type of like botanist?
You're a stoner.
Okay.
You're the only stoner here, yeah.
Only when I drink. If someone has it, I'll be like, I'll take a hit.
Except for I've been much less of a stoner these days.
You took a dab on Friday.
Yeah, that's less for me.
I was
like, I obviously couldn't handle it. I was like, dang. Maybe it's time to like chill out a little bit in the stoner life.
Yeah, I feel like my friends who are stoners, I cannot hang out with them when they're high because they just like, it's like they just get so high and they like sit back and watch TV and like eat. But it's like, it's almost like silence or they'll just start like laugh. But it's like the slowest conversations I've ever had.
Sometimes I'll get like wacky ideas and start like talking to people.
But that's like, that's anyway. I don't even have to be high to do that. Okay, last question about this. Actually, I don't know if anyone's going to get this, but I just thought it was a really interesting fact. When did women originally start shaving pubic hair?
Oh.
This has to be recent.
The 80s?
No.
The 1600s.
No.
2000s?
No.
1924.
50s? No. Honestly, no one's going to get this. I just thought it was a really interesting fact. So there is like evidence that the Egyptians started in 3000 BC. Like, women would shave head to toe.
1600?
Why? Huh? Yours was the closest, to be fair. But 3000 BC, like before Christ.
Because the pharaohs liked them all smooth, like.
Wait, do you know why?
No, I just.
Okay, I want to know why.
Shaving back then.
But that's
I know, right? How.
They would have a lot of orgies.
Like a razor burn now, you got like a.
Yeah. But also, how?
The razor, like, because, like, it's just a single razor blade. I don't know if they, like, shaved everything.
They, like, sharpen, like, a shell.
On the article I, like, read, it was saying something like wax. They shaved head to toe, and there's like, no evidence with that. I didn't read what the evidence was, but.
Head to toe meaning,
like, well, no, their hair, but they would also, like, shave part of their eyebrows.
Faster,
and, like,
swimming.
I'm like, so
I wonder what the significance is there. Like, obviously. There's a reason for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
But in the U.S., it became popular, I believe, in the 80s. The 70s was like a 70s Bush.
70s was the Bush era.
Yeah, and then 80s was the...
Like the old Playboys. They're all like
interesting.
Bush. And then once you get to the 80s, it's
I could have sworn maybe 2000s because that's when low-rise jeans became a thing.
But I feel like there's like
but I don't think they shaped everything.
Maybe landing strips.
Like the landing strip.
Yeah,
my mom landing strip has, is fire.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a full bush. A landing strip is like a like a
I look at a landing strip and I'm like, come on.
Have you guys ever seen when people did like the vajazzling?
Yeah.
Bring that back. Why have we brought everything back from the 90s except for that?
Wait, was that even a thing outside of Blue Mountain State?
I remember it was just Blue seeing Mountain State. It on like reality shows and stuff.
I like doing vajazzles.
What's that?
Is that like yoni steaming? They do, like, I want to try that.
Wait, in LA?
Yeah.
There's a spot? Oh my god.
There's like a lot of estheticians.
What is it? Esthetician's license. Maybe I can do it to myself.
What does it do for you? Like, do you feel like, you know, your bush is smoother?
Well, it helps with ingrowns.
Oh. I feel like just like
good clean. It helps with darkness too.
Is it
there.
Is it the different than a yoni steam? Like, is it an actual facial or is it like
Did
they put on like, different products?
Do you go to a place?
I used to go to a place where they would like, I would get wax and then I would do a vajayshal after. And then like, it's like you put like this acid and then it helps with the ingrowns and with darkness. And then after they'll put like a little like a jelly mask on it.
Oh, like it feels
It felt nice.
And like just like pampering.
I feel like the difference between when I used to do vajayshals vagina now back then is like too different. Because I feel like my vagina was like lighter when I would do vajayshals.
Oh, interesting.
Now.
But like if I got that afterwards, I'd be like, all right, now I want to get.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
for sure.
After, like yeah, okay, like, I don't want to, like, just, like, let this go to waste.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Like, getting a vajayshal and then just, like, it's like a nobody, pepper. Like, else experiencing that with that.
Oh, I'd
with
love
you
to.
Is,
I'd be like, I've got my vajayshal. Like, I'm going to bed. Yeah. Fuck everybody.
Really?
This is for me.
This is for me. Let me masturbate.
This is my moment.
I'd want someone to see my vagina.
Yeah, I'd be like, touch it.
All right, I want to play a little game. Another one. It's called Let's Talk Dirty, and y'all are going to say the most unsexy things, but we're going to make it sound hot. I'll participate, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the first one is going to be, I want to suck a fart out of your asshole, and we're all going to make it sound hot.
Oh, my God. I don't want to. I will.
I want to suck a fart out of your asshole so fucking badly.
Fuck yeah. All right. I'll go. You guys can come a little bit more. Oh, baby. I really
you can't even be serious.
No. I just really want to suck a fart out of your asshole. That would turn me on so it would turn me on so fucking much.
I don't think you won that one.
I don't do like ASMR.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah, that was a little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to suck a fart out of your asshole. I feel like I just said it like monotone.
That's sexy to some people.
Yeah.
You know?
Another one. Oh, this is a word that no one thinks is hot. Are you getting moist for me? You want to go first?
No.
All right.
You want me to go first? Are you getting moist for me?
All right, I'm gonna just do a little improv.
Really, Grace is like, no, I did not like that.
Oh yeah, fuck me. Okay, I won't look.
I'm not looking at you.
Good at it, Adelia.
I got it. All right. Oh yeah, baby, you like it when I eat your pussy like that? Are you getting moist for me? It's really hard.
Normally, it's hard, for me to not sound sexy. Like everything I say, I feel like sounds like people be like, stop doing a porn voice when I'm just doing my regular voice. And now all of a sudden, I'm like
nervous.
Now all of a sudden, my voice is like, I don't want to be sexy saying that kind of thing. But I'll do it.
You're like, I'll do it for the clout. I'll do it for the camera.
What is it? Oh, baby.
Are you getting
moist? Are you getting moist for me?
Yeah. The last one is the square root of 49 of 7. I feel like
I like
just...
that one.
Oh, wait, you didn't say it.
I will pass on that one.
We can pass?
She doesn't want to say the M word.
The moist word?
I didn't want to say
I don't know.
The moist word.
That's not for...
It's not for you?
No, I just feel like... I don't know.
Being moist for me? All right, then you gotta.
I can't make it look completely sexy. That you can't make that word sexy. I cannot. Like, even if you're Violet Myers, you can't do it.
But, so okay, then you gotta start the square root of 49 is 7, then, and try to make that sound hot. Like you're getting.
Oh my god! I feel like I don't. I don't know. Okay, let me see.
All right.
The square root of what?
The square root of 49 is 7.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
The square root of. Do like a shy little innocent. Like the square root of 49 is 7.
I think I need a tutor, but like if I had a guess, the square root of 49 is 7. Just like I want 7 dicks in my pussy.
That was really good.
Thank you. I improv'd a little bit.
Yeah. I saw that.
Oh, fuck. The square root of 49 is 7.
The square root of 49 is 7, baby.
Yeah. I just open up my
Did you know the square root of 49?
Do you need a math tutor?
That's a good one. All right. Oh. God, these are funny. That's like, those are my favorite things to do because it makes everyone get out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, no one really wants to do it, but they do it.
You mean you don't talk equations when you're masturbating?
Honestly, math used to turn me on.
For me. Oh, math really? Turns me off, honestly.
Yeah, I loved math. I was a math tutor. Really? A lot of math. I'd say I have at least 5 subscribers who I tutored in math, but they won't tell me who they were.
No way.
But like I tutored them in math.
Huh? Quick math.
Yeah. I was like, well, I was a tutor for I think 3 semesters and there was like 100 kids per class. So that's like 300 people and like 5 of them subbed to me. And one of them was like, you used to try to like teach me how to do math and you never knew how to explain it. You just like got it. So then I would just give them the answers because I was like, I don't know how to explain it, but I know how to do it.
Oh, you're good at math?
Not sure love if that's math. What tutoring is, but I love it.
Yeah.
I like vocabulary a lot.
Huh?
I like vocabulary a lot.
Does that turn you on? What's a big word? Because I got a very limited vocabulary.
Really? I love vocabulary.
Yeah. Like, what's your guys' favorite subjects?
Math.
Wow, that's actually, I hate it.
I like art.
Arts is art count?
Yeah.
And you went to clown school, Lunch. So.
Yeah, I did.
You went to clown what? School?
Yeah.
I sure yeah. did. But don't try and play me like a fool.
Wait, how is that?
So, like, I didn't go to, like, clown, like, you would think, like, Hong Kong knows. But I went to, like, the school I went to for stand-up is called the clown school.
Oh.
So I went there for, like, stand-up comedy when I first started doing it.
I didn't even know they had, like, stand-up comedy schools or anything.
It was really cool.
Is it 8 to 3 p.m.? Like,
It was like super cool and intimate, and like they had crazy clown art everywhere. It was like, downtown, but unfortunately, it's not open anymore. I don't think.
Oh, that sucks. I tried to look up like stand up classes.
It was like, it was such like a, it was like my favorite place to do open mics too. And stuff.
Oh, yeah, like this was so learn. Funny. So me and Grace did a little stand up yesterday, and I got called, and I was like 30 seconds in, and she said Adelia. Did not realize she said it out loud. And I was like, what? And then I was blacked like, out. I was like, what's going on? So I ran out of time before I got to my joke. And I think
you had a couple lines in there.
But like the end was going to be funny.
I think just doing stand up, like, wow, props to you.
Let's go again soon. Like, I didn't even get to go up.
I want to go again and this
weekend
for sure.
And I had a banger of a joke.
Holy shit.
I want to hear your stand up so bad. I'm like, you're going to be funny.
Sometimes I like do weird shit when I'm up there because I get nervous and I start like doing this to the mic stand. I'll be like, oh. And I start like twirling the cloth. I'll watch myself back like, girl, what are you doing?
That's a lot because I feel like I wanted to take a speech class so I can get better at communicating with other people around. Like when I do award shows, like get less nervous. So
trust me, I understand that. I've been told my whole life that I'm like very difficult to understand, or like a lot of people think my voice is like, I don't know. People tell me, like, I know they're just like trolling me or whatever, it doesn't bother me, but people make like a lot of comments on how I talk. Like, they say I'm like slow and I can't talk and stuff.
I get that
people
too.
Just hate on everything.
Do you think like doing your podcast has helped you with like getting better at communicating with people?
Well, I do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
So I feel like that made it easier because I was with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But also no.
No, okay.
I'm just a really shy person. So like when I'm around a lot of people, I get really anxious.
I'm like an ex-shy person.
Yeah. I took a lot of mushrooms for that. Have you tried mushrooms? Mm-hmm. I took a lot and now I feel like my social anxiety is way down.
Well, I heard that like microdosing is really good for you.
Like don't trip, but.
I feel like just like practicing like interactions and like, I don't know, like learning not to like care, like be so worried about like other people's impressions of me helped me. Dancing a lot helped me because I was like had no choice to be like interact with people.
Mm-hmm. I just got a book. A fan bought me The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to start reading that so I can like get better.
Yeah. I used to like not talk to people because I was like so afraid to. Mm-hmm. And then like as I became less shy, I was like, wow, I can like not talk to someone just because I don't want to and not because I'm like afraid. I was like yay I'm becoming less shy.
Congrats. So transitioning again, like with OnlyFans, do you feel like it's empowered you to like do more, like kind of just discover yourself more? Obviously like you make bread, I feel like we all make bread on OnlyFans, but like how do you think it's like changed the trajectory of your life?
Well, I was in mainstream porn before I got into OnlyFans. And like when I created an OnlyFans account in 2019, I used it like a great way to like hang out and meet my fans. Cause I was like, oh, there's a platform where I could, they pay to talk to me. Let me try that. I didn't take it as serious. And then the pandemic hit. I was like, well, there's no studios. Let me do my own studio.
Yeah.
And I feel like I became comfortable with, I guess, more of directing myself versus having someone else direct me. I felt like a creative freedom from it.
Yeah.
And then obviously the money came after.
Right. And not just getting like paid one time for
That was like the hardest. You know, you have to shoot a certain amount of scenes to make a certain amount of money. Now I can do one scene and it pays for this and this and that. So like I felt a huge empowerment from it.
You run your own business now versus like helping other people run theirs.
Exactly. But I just love the creative freedom I have from OnlyFans because I love creating content. Yeah. I never got booked for like Halloween movies, Christmas movies, or studio. So I'm like, fuck that. I'll just do my own. And that's what I love, that I can make my own movies without worrying about a scene. And I could upload it.
Do you think you're good at acting
and stuff? I used to take theater classes in high school. But I'm getting better.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not very good. I feel like I can only play myself at the moment, but like...
No, like, I feel like
playing a Santa, but like, I would just start laughing.
I for sure play a character every day.
Yeah.
With Violet.
Oh, Violet's... You think it's a character?
Definitely.
Okay.
Because the real me is very...
Shy?
Yes. And Violet, like, obviously, like, this does a lot.
Yeah.
So Violet could do it for me.
Uh-huh.
You know?
You're like, lean on Violet. You're like, Violet will just sort out that and I'll just
I definitely feel like that too. Like do you ever feel like that? It's like a character that you turn on or not. Like it's like when you're performing, it's like your performance character.
Exactly. Yeah, because I get really nervous before a scene, like all my scenes, mainstream to OnlyFans, I get so nervous. I'm
really?
Like yeah,
even really,
even if I shoot
like,
with
even
someone
now?
I was a little nervous, but I obviously when you talk, you're like, okay, this is chill.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But before I shoot a scene, I do get really anxious, and then I'm like Violet, and then I obviously become like that person you would never guess.
Yeah,
that's why people are like, how is she shy in real life? And I'm like, I put a character on set.
Yeah, yeah. How do you guys think OnlyFans has like positively impacted your lives and like? Just even like, because OnlyFans isn't just, I mean, obviously, like, there is the sex work component, but like, there's so many creative aspects.
Just to riff off what Violet's saying, like, you can make your own porn on there. You know what I mean? Like, you can put out whatever the hell you want. I mean, obviously within limits, but like, whatever the hell you want to put out. And I think that that's really good. Like, for me, obviously, there's no space in like a mainstream context for like a faceless creator, right? So, like, on OnlyFans, I can do my own videos and like, you know, I can have my own market. I don't need that. So I like being creative, and I like, I don't know, when I like think about doing a scene, I put so much work into doing it. Like I'm like costuming and sets, lighting, you know, the actual shoot itself and then the editing, like it's a lot of work, but it's all things that I like to do. So I,
yeah,
I'm grateful for that.
I think something that I like a lot is like meeting all the other people who
such a community.
Yeah, the community of people who like who do it. I feel like I've met so many cool people, and like I feel like I have such a broader understanding of like people and just like the world in general. And then learning about just like how the internet works and like being such like being viewed in a public way, that's been really fun for me learning that. And then like also of course the like financial freedom and creative freedom.
Yeah, I feel like
that
it's,
it brings and like a closer connection with people that are fans of you. Like that's so awesome. Like I know, there's like, fans people. There's cool. like there's like hundreds and thousands of people like out there that like love just you. Little on you and like you can like make them happy. Like that's pretty cool.
It's been so cool seeing like the way that the perception of OnlyFans has changed, just like in the communities and stuff. Because it used to be like, oh, you have an OnlyFans, like, ugh. But now I feel like people are like, oh, yeah, like, get your bread. I mean, obviously, there's still, like, red-pilled people, but, like, but like a lot of people, like, YouTubers now work with OnlyFans girls, like, TikTokers. Like, I feel like that wasn't a thing, like, a few years ago. Like, people were just like, oh,
people are more
we don't
open to it. But I feel like in terms of that, it's, like, I think that YouTubers and, like, you know, Twitch streamers need us more than we need them. Yeah. Like, I think that that brings, like, interest to their streams.
It's
and, like podcasts.
Someone
yeah.
will bring like an OnlyFans girl on their podcast and like criticize her for what she does. Well, at the same time, they're still like capitalizing off like your sexuality and doing the same thing that you're doing, like with you as accessories. So.
You were on the Whatever podcast, right?
Yes, I've been on it twice.
Wow,
have you been on it?
No,
personally, I kind of like don't like I find that stuff like kind of fun and interesting, even though like. It, you are low-key being attacked and like but
it's, I wouldn't like that
like it's definitely not for everyone.
It's not for
I can handle it very well, like
I think it's funny when people like make fun of me unless it's about like my weight, and then I'm like then I get but it's I feel like nothing is off limits for the Whatever podcast.
Yeah. Honestly, I can go back and forth. Like if someone starts like banter with me, like I'll like to give it back and
it happens.
Like I'm I like getting that kind of stuff.
Got a little degrading kink.
I like watching those because I like to hear like two sides. Like I listen to like sex worker podcasts, and then I listen to like Candace Owens because I like to hear
I like to like, try and understand like
the other point, because I don't also want to shove my like religion or whatever on people or like what I my beliefs are on other people, but I like to hear other people's because you know opinions matter to me personally. So like okay, I get your point of view, I'm not gonna like shove my beliefs on you and your my ideology but I respect your you know your opinion on me.
That can kind of be like the only tough thing for me on those podcasts is like they like sometimes like a one-sided opinion. It's like it's just like kind of like okay, like it's difficult to like have a, like a genuine conversation with someone who has this like kind of like a agenda with their opinion. But
that's why I don't do
but
that
also
stuff.
Like that's fine with me, you know, like it's
Makes
you gotta fight for people who can't really speak, right?
Like I'll just share like how I feel and like hope other people can relate to that and try and understand how they feel.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. So, Violet, you just came out with a podcast. Make sure to plug it and tell people where, I mean, I'm assuming everyone already knows, like, where you are.
Not everyone, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, not everyone, but I'm like, it's you're Violet Myers.
You're so nice. I have my own podcast, The Morning After Podcast, with my two other friends, Scott and Cam. I have a YouTube channel, Waifu Violet. You can see all my safer work, entertaining content, in case you don't like porn.
Everywhere it's deals.com.
I think it's Bambi Blue Hair on Instagram and Bambi Blue Hair with another R on Twitter. See, I get banned a lot, so I'm like, what? I'm like, which one
I feel that
is working, you know? And then obviously my OnlyFans is Bambi Blue Hair.
Fuck yeah.
My Instagram is GraceX9000, and all of my sites are in my in the link in my bio.
Woo!
My OnlyFans is Fleshlight9000.
Oh, cool! Oh,
I love that.
That is a handle.
Thank you. It used to be my IG name too, but then I like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I don't want to get banned.
Yeah, I was trying to be like more normal. For but it's still my backup account.
Fuck yeah. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next time.